This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute. Hey, I'm gone.
Hey, boo. It's me, Roz. How are you, my sweet, sweet angels? I have got a psychic episode. It seems like I average about one psychic a year on this show, which to some people is not enough. I get that. I'm very picky. You know this about me. I'm very picky with my psychics. I have been to so many psychics in my lifetime. I'm like a psychic fan. I literally, if there's t-shirts for psychics, I would wear them, you know, like if, I don't know, I'm going to look up if there's merch for like a Long Island medium, or don't make me make a joke about it being a medium or a large. I love psychics. I'm a huge fan of them. I do think that I've probably been to 100 psychics in my day, of all ranges of success, I guess. I don't know. I've called psychics. I've done psychic hotlines. I've done storefront psychics. I've done very legit famous psychics. I've had all kinds of readings. And, you know, I have a lot of beliefs about psychics, as I've shared many times, but just to recap some of my beliefs on psychics, giving them the benefit of the doubt, I do think that there's no psychic that is 100% right all the time. I think that just like with any job, people can have off days, or with psychics, they can just have a better Wi-Fi signal spiritually with you. Going along with that, I think that sometimes one psychic is amazing for one person, they're not so great for another person. It's just like they connected better. I don't know. I also think that over the past few years of having these conversations on the show, and both on it and off, I have had to learn to sort of rationalize how it can be possible for so many things to exist. You know, like, I just really think that psychics can be legit, but have their abilities can appear very different among different psychics. You know, some will be very based in like your loved ones have gone over to heaven, and they could be like super legit with their readings. And then there's other ones that are like, oh, your loved ones are in energy around you, like, you know, I don't know. They just, a lot of times they seem to have an understanding that they're very sure of, and it can contradict what other people's understandings are. But it's this thing where, I don't know, we're not really talking about stuff that you can't easily explain. So I think that, again, giving them the benefit of the doubt, why could it not be true that maybe all of these things are true? They're just different for different people. Or I don't know. But it's fun and can be very powerful. Now, I got to talk to Char Margolis. Char Margolis is a close friend of Chris Colfer, and Chris Colfer recommended and hooked us up. And okay, Char Margolis was nice enough to give me a reading, And I did have to take some stuff out, and I really apologize. But the stuff I took out was very, very legit. She picked up on somebody who died that I knew, and that was relevant to the conversation that we were having, the reading that she was giving me, and the things that she said that this person is, she said that some things have been happening and it is because that person's spirit is the one that's doing them. And I had actual witnesses that were in the studio with me that were like, whoa, that lines up. It was crazy. But I don't know. We're talking about somebody that has living relatives that I just felt like I needed to take it out. It was just a little bit, I don't know. It just felt, she had a lot to say about it. And I just felt like it was out of respect for that person. I decided to take it out. And, so when you listen to the reading, it's pretty brief, it would sound like. Some of the stuff that we really connected on, I did have to take out, but there's some stuff that she said in there. I mean, I recorded this weeks ago and she did, you know, I'm looking for a manager. She said, she asked me if I was looking for a manager. I thought that was kind of strange. I don't know. It was good. It was really good. I highly recommend Char. And she does have a new book. It's called You Are Psychic. And that's the other thing. I think that we all are psychic. I really do. I think it's like singing. I've said this before. I think that most people have the ability to make some kind of musical tone out of their voice when they're born. It's technically possible. And I think some people just, they come out of the womb and they can sing. It takes very minimal tuning, fine-tuning, learning of their abilities, and now they can just all of a sudden be on, you know, American Idol or whatever. And then there's people like me that technically could make a tone but are better suited for lip-syncing or, you know, with the right amount of auto-tune. Anyway, I think that's what psychic abilities are, and I think that Char has got a good grasp on her psychic abilities. She's been doing this for a long time. She's been on so many TV shows. She has read, I'm sure, thousands and thousands of people. And now I'm one of these people that's like, yep, I believe in her. I really do. So we will get into that. Of course, I have to tell you to go to patreon.com/RozDrizzFelez. And that link is in the description of this episode. I've been doing these weekly podcasts of me learning about different states. I just did Illinois, and Illinois has some funky and freaky shit that I didn't know about. This has been so fun for me. I think I've done 20, 25 or 26 or something like that, full-length episodes on my Patreon of me just talking. If you go back far enough, you'll find a couple of me with guests. All kinds of stuff there. It really helps out, helps me out and helps support the show. Also, you can find a video version. I talked to her over Zoom. She was in Michigan at the time. And you can find that also in the description of this episode. The link to that on YouTube. Hey, Halloween time is upon us, so please do me a favor, tell your friends about the show, get the word out. Okay, here we go. Here is me talking to intuitive psychic medium, Char Margolis. On with the show. I am joined by Char Margolis. Hello, Char.
Hi.
How are you?
Roz, it's so lovely to meet you, honey.
It is so nice to meet you. I am reading your book right now.
You are? Oh, you are.
You are psychic. Now, I know you are psychic.
Right. Everyone's psychic.
You know what? I have talked to a lot of psychics in my day, and they always tell me that I also believe that everyone is psychic, but they always tell me, like,
You're a little bit, maybe a little bit more in tune than other people. And I think I am, because I was reading your book and there's a lot of things in there where I'm like, oh, I already know that. I already do that part. And I never, no one taught me that, but I think I am psychic.
Of course you are. But also, you probably had to depend on your intuition more than most people to get to where you are, because you've taken a lot of risks in your life. And, you know, you kind of like have pioneered your way to be where you are, and it hasn't been easy. So you know, the people maybe that raised you didn't understand you. And also, you probably always knew you were a little different than most people, but you always lived with your own truth. And when we live with our own truth, we're more in touch with the universe. And the universe has information for us. So you probably have downloaded guidance from your spirit guides and your guardian angels and the universe through your life, so you could be who you are and live in your truth.
Okay. I guess it makes sense.
It makes good sense, right?
Yeah. I think I look at it that way. I think that's what I've always thought.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Your book has got me thinking about a lot of things.
Oh, good.
And yeah. It's really good. And the stories in here are incredible. And I should definitely point out that you were recommended to me by our mutual friend
Chris Colfer.
He's been on this podcast, and he is such a magical human being. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's a friend of his is a friend of mine. And so he recommended you, and he also wrote the foreword in this book. And then,
what a gift! What an amazing gift that foreword is for me.
It's so sweet. And you guys met when you were doing, I always get confused of what the timeline was.
It was Kelly and Regis.
Still Regis. Okay.
Yeah. And and so there's a fly in here. He actually, he really tells the story in a really funny way. I hope people read the book and follow it, because it's really such a great, it's like two people, Chris and myself, who you would never think would become such close friends because of the age difference to begin with. And he's just this really old soul. And I always tell him he's older than I am, because he is. He's like an old lady.
Yeah. And what you also predicted Kelly, or I guess you were able to tell that Kelly Ripa was pregnant on TV.
Yeah, what happened was she was auditioning to be the co-host with Regis. And the interesting thing was that I kept saying, why don't you guys put me on around Halloween? And a dear friend of mine who was the booker at the time, her name's Joanne Salzman, said, no, you're not a Halloween psychic. You're the real deal. And she says, I think you should go on November or whatever it was. And I said, maybe fourth or something. And I said, okay. And Kelly was auditioning and they asked me to read for her. And she had just had a child. But her grandma, Grace, was standing behind her, and her nickname was Dee. And I got the name, Esther, I'm sorry. Her grandma Esther was behind her, and I got the name Esther. And then I got a D initial. And then I said, well, she's holding a baby, but I know you just had a baby, but are you pregnant? And Marie just goes, Kelly, are you not telling us something? And she goes, oh my God, my bosses don't even know. My children then. And the plus to the story is I had them on my podcast. I have a podcast called Char Vision, which is the sign behind me. And during COVID, during lockdown, I had Kelly and her husband, excuse me, Mark Consuelo-san. And I found out during that interview that he was at home and he practically fell off the couch. Like they were the only ones that knew she was pregnant.
Oh my God. Well, do you think that, I mean, obviously that she's auditioning for this job. So she's like, I can't be on maternity leave as I'm trying to get this job.
That's right.
So, but hey, it all worked out.
Yep, exactly. And it's the gift that keeps giving. It was like the Access Hollywood of the day moment. And it keeps coming back. And I was just on it for my last book, The Universe is Calling You, right before lockdown, right before they didn't have before they got rid of the audience. And now I'll be on again soon. I think the first week of September, 2022.
So what made you want to write this book?
Well, you know, my books are my children. I don't have children. So except for this, he's my baby.
Ah, who's that?
That's Sonny Margolis.
Oh, if you're just listening, it's a little tiny. Is that a chihuahua?
Yeah, long-haired chihuahua.
Long-haired chihuahua. That's Sonny.
He's such a good boy. Anyway, so my books are my children, and they're my legacy. It's what I'm hoping to leave to all the years of doing this work, that I want people to understand that there is no death, that when we cross over, we see our loved ones again, that life is a school and we're here to learn lessons. And it's really all about the choices we make in life. And that everybody has the gift of intuition, and that we're guided by the universe and our angels and our spirit guides when we listen. And so I try in different ways, through my podcast, through reading for people, through life coaching, through doing talk shows, that this is something we all can use to help guide us in this life, because life isn't easy. And people deserve to know that they're not alone. Even when they feel alone, that there's not other people around them, they're really not alone. Because we all have angels watching over us and guiding us. And the truth is that some things in life are predestined, excuse me, but most things we create by the choices we make.
As I was reading it, I was definitely thinking, okay, it's probably going to come up, and it did pretty early on, the thought of intuition and trusting your gut. Mm-hmm. And because my problem is always,
you don't act upon it.
No, well, when I don't, I knew I always learned that I should have. So I'm pretty good at it nowadays. But my problem is that I get too concerned that I'm being either judgmental of, you know, if I get a bad vibe off of somebody, I go, maybe I'm just being judgmental, or I think
you should never.
Maybe I'm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe I'm just living in fear because I'm having this feeling maybe I shouldn't go to that party or whatever, and maybe it's just my own social anxiety. So I don't. How do I figure out the difference?
Well, usually your first gut feeling about someone is the right feeling. Mm. Or maybe it's someone you knew in a past life, and there was karma to be made up for in this life, and maybe in the last lifetime things didn't work out so well, and you're being brought back together to fix something or try to fix something. But usually your first gut feeling is right. And what you said earlier is the way I teach people. Like, you have a gut feeling, maybe it's a romance, maybe it's a business deal, maybe it's a friendship, but you have a gut feeling, no, you better not do it, don't trust it. And you go and you start talking to them, and you have things in common. So you go and you connect anyway. And then time proves that you suffer the consequences because your first gut was right. Now, as far as fear, we call fear the four-letter F word, false evidence appearing real. So, you know, it may be you're either being tipped off that you have to be careful of this person, or maybe you have psychological things from the past that cause you not to want to pursue something. So that's what we all have to figure out, how our minds work and how our brains work. And when we get an intuitive feeling, it's a feeling that's fed into us. It's not a thought we think, it's a thought given to us. But you also have to understand, as in everyday life, there are good and bad people. In the spirit world, there are good and bad spirits. So there's a lot going on all at once. So every time I read for people, I always say a prayer of protection to make sure that the information I'm getting is only from the highest good.
So with the bad energies, you know, this is a ghosty kind of a podcast, and so much of ghost belief and entertainment and all of that stuff centers around like the idea of demons and like these evil energies, maybe from hell or wherever. I mean, how does that look to you, or what's your understanding of that?
Well, I believe that there are different quote neighborhoods on the other side.
Okay.
And I feel like people resonate with who they are as human beings. So I feel that there's a dark side, and there's a darker side, and even a darkest side. And then there's a light side and a lighter side and the lightest side. So, you know, it just depends. You will resonate with the energy that you are. You can't hide from the truth when you get to the spirit world. You know, if you're a politician and you're lying your head off right now, when they get to the other side, they will. Karma is real. What goes around comes around.
Yeah, there's, I mean, I guess it is kind of judgment day or whatever. I was wondering what you mean by you're not always right, but you're never wrong.
Well, I forgot I said that. So, let's say I pick up on someone's going to meet the love of their life. And let's say that I'm either off with timing. I might be, because it's hard to do timing sometimes, the timing of it. Or maybe I might give them a name of somebody, but they might meet two people with that same name.
Okay.
So that's why I encourage people to learn about their own true gut feeling, so that they can help make the decisions. They can help it along.
Right.
But I teach now because there's a lot of people out there doing psychic work who don't know what they're doing. And they're not connecting with the highest energy of guide people of goodness and wisdom. And when you trust your own instincts and you can trust yourself, it can help put you in the right place to make the right choice.
Okay. So there's people that are kind of using the lower level energies, and it might not always be for the best intention. Is that sort
right.
of what you
well,
mean?
I definitely, you know, I'm on TikTok, mm-hmm. and I know, believe it or not, my friends talked me into getting on TikTok, and I do readings on TikTok, and then I'm on Sharvision, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And there are people who are scammers trying to impersonate me.
Oh yeah, that's really common right now. It's awful.
They're asking for money, and I will never DM people. Never. I will, you know, if anybody wants to get a hold of me, they can go to char.net, char.net, and that's it. So yeah, it's very frustrating, because a lot of people need help, and a lot of people have nowhere else to turn. And a lot of people can't afford to go to a psychologist or psychiatrist. And I don't claim to be a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I can say that wisdom does come through me. I've only been practicing this work for almost 50 years.
Oh my God. I love what you were talking about in the book, that you know, of course, people want to accuse you of Googling, which is a common thing that I hear when someone gets reading a reading, you know, especially a public figure.
Right.
But you come from you were doing this work before Google.
I was doing this work when I had a landline that was connected to the wall. And I mean, all we got was the daily newspaper, and there were four networks on the television. There was ABC, NBC, CBS, only three to begin with, and then Fox came along. So but I'm happy that I never had any of that around, because it really, nowadays it gets in the way. People, you know, can think that you're not telling the truth. But, you know, the bottom line is, I know who I am. I live with my truth. I understand that I have my own karma. I understand that what goes around comes around. So anybody who's not being honest, the karma will come back upon them. I have lived to see people who have not been honest to me in my life have crazy karma. And I never wish bad on anybody, ever. But I mean crazy, like, karma where they've been taken out that have not been honorable to me.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do anything shady, I swear.
No, I would never think you would, because I feel like you come from a really pure, good place. But
I'm a firm believer in karma and all of that. And that's where I will not do anything bad, because I'm so afraid. Yeah. I'm afraid of bad energies, demons, whatever. And I'm also afraid of karma, essentially. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's good that you respect it, because I promise what goes around comes around. I've lived to see it. I think one of the reasons I've been a teacher doing this for so many years and hanging in there with it is because I'm one of those people that are supposed to teach this to people. I'm one of those people that's supposed to guide people in that way, because you want to make sure that when you live your life, you live with a pure energy, so that you end up in a, that you elevate your soul to a good place. Mm-hmm. And when you ask me about the demons and whatever, I mean, they do exist, but I suggest you say a prayer to make sure they don't stay with you.
Yeah, I'll do whatever I have to keep that energy away.
I teach people this. I teach people to put a white light around them.
Yes.
And then all the goodness and love is around them in the white light. And then they go inside an egg like this. And people who can't see it, who are just hearing this audio, it's an egg that the shell is a mirror. So anything dark or negative going at somebody will, the negative will bounce against the mirror and go back to where it came from. And I always say, anything in, near, around, or about me that is not of light, go back to where you came from and turn to light if you choose, but stay away from me. And I always ask people to protect themselves, because it's important. It's important because negative thoughts attract negative thoughts and bring negative results, but positive thoughts bring positive thoughts, and positive thought is prayer. So positive attracts positive and brings positive results.
Makes sense.
Right?
I'm curious your thoughts on ghosts and, like, all of that kind of a thing. What is your understanding of a ghost?
I think people are just dying to talk to me. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay. So
me.
No, the dying ghosts, dead people. Okay, so this is what I think. I feel like some places are haunted. I feel like some spirits never really go to the white light and they stay earthbound in places. And then I feel like, and the trick is to try to get them to go to the white light so they can elevate their souls. But then I feel that some people are, they pass away, they cross over to the other side, but they like to come back to the earth to frequent places that they enjoyed on the earth. Like I read for years ago, I was like the first psychic to go on the Queen Mary and read for the ghosts on the Queen Mary. And there was a woman standing in line who was an accountant who had didn't believe in any of this stuff at all. And when I said to them, well, I see a lady in a ball gown and she's dancing on the floor, they said, that's what that other lady said, who was the accountant. And she saw the vision of that woman as well. So I feel that that spirit went back to a place where she loved to be, on the dance room floor in her ball gown. And so I feel like there's different levels and different kinds of ghosts and spirits and how we handle them.
Wait, what happens if there's two mediums talking to a spirit, like in a haunted place? Have you ever done that, where like the three of you are all having like interaction?
I'm trying to think. I'm sure I have in the past, especially when I started learning this work. Yeah, there were more than one person, more than one medium connecting. And, you know, I think that's great when mediums try to help each other and try to help, because the intent is to heal. And if it's to heal the ghost or the spirit, to send it to the white light, or just to give that spirit some kind of confirmation that we hear them and we see them and that they're not alone, and that we know that they're trying to connect with us. I mean, imagine being a spirit or a loved one on the other side, and imagine people ignoring them. They're trying to talk to you. They're trying to connect with you. They're trying to tell you, I love you, I'm here for you. And they're being ignored.
Or people are going, ah, scary.
That's true too. That's true too.
I know. I always think about that. Like a ghost just trying to be like, hey, I'm here. And people are like, that's the scariest thing I've ever heard. You know, like whispering in someone's ear, like, I don't want to scare them. So I'm just going to be like, hi, it's me. And then, you know, that would terrify most human beings.
Right. It is. It's scary.
So what are some scary experiences? I mean, I don't know. Is it scary to you to have these experiences?
Well, I saw a spirit at the foot of my bed when I was 8 years old, and I could see through him, and he was wearing rags, and he had a pouch, and he went in his pouch and he took these lights and threw them at me, and they landed on me and they evaporated as they touched my body. And I was scared to death because our house had been broken into 2 weeks before that. And I woke up the next morning. I threw the blankets over my head. I was pinching myself. And the next morning I said, mommy, the burglars were here again today. I was 8 years old. And my mom was amazing. She said, no, honey, that was just a Sandman. I said, oh, there's a Sandman? And she said, yeah. I said, oh, okay. So I was afraid to sleep alone to go to sleep at night. I had to have the light on or someone stand in the room with me till I fell asleep. From the time I was 8 years old till probably the time I got married when I was 20 or 21, I went to summer camp so I wouldn't be alone, because both my sisters were older than me and out of the house and married by the time they were, you know, by the time I was 11. And I was definitely afraid to be alone at night. And the funniest thing is I was a counselor at a camp, a horseback riding camp. And the kids knew that I was like a little bit freaked out about things like that. And, you know, one night they made a dead body out of pillowcases and they took a rope and they threw it over the roof of the house and put it outside my window. And then they were on the other side of the house because we were upstairs in a second story house, an old, old farmhouse. And they would go like, they would like pull the rope up and down and up and down. And I'd see this image outside my window, like going up and down and up and down. Or, scared the shit out of me.
Well, how do you tell when it's a spirit or a living person? How does that look for you?
Well, spirits, I can usually see through them. I once was on a book tour about 27 years ago, maybe 30 years ago now, in Oregon. And they had, on the book tours, we used to have to go to do a signing at night, get up early, go to the local Fox station or TV station, no sleep. And I'm not good with no sleep. And I was at this hotel, and I had no sleep, and I was woken up, and it was an old hotel, like all like old furniture and tea sets and all kinds of stuff. And I woke up, and there was a man standing at the foot of my bed, and I could see through him. And I screamed and I said, "Go away, you're not welcome here." He turned around, walked to the window and jumped out of it and went through the window. So the next day I said, "Can I see the manager?" And I said, "I don't know that if you know who I am, but I'm a psychic and I see spirits and I'm here doing a book tour and I'm on the morning show and blah, 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 blah." And I said, "Has anybody seen anybody like this?" And he goes, "Well, we don't advertise it, but I think I was on like the fourth floor, like, and there was probably six floors or something to this place. I forgot. I was probably like in 402 or something." Well, it turns out 401, 402, 403, 404, 405, 406 have had apparitions of this man in those rooms. And also the housekeepers talk about how all the furniture gets moved around and that some of the tea sets were moved around in the room. And There's definitely, they think that he committed suicide and he never left. He just keeps going, committing suicide. Did you ever see the movie Ghost?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so remember the guy on the
subway?
Subway who never got off?
Uh-huh.
I kind of think that's what happened to this man.
Yeah, it's sort of that, what do they call that? A residual haunting, where you're just sort of doing the same thing. Oh, maybe not so conscious. Maybe that guy, now this is what a lot of people, I mean, I'm sure you have your insight on this, but a lot of people will say that maybe a spirit like that doesn't even really interact with you. If you were to say, "Don't jump," would it even know? What can it even see you? I don't know. Do you think that he could see you?
Right. I think you're right, because it was like he was in another dimension.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
totally.
Like you can turn on the TV and see the actors, but they can't see you.
Yeah, I guess so. But but it's weird when it's in person, right in front of you.
Right.
Okay. Well, I have to ask: are you picking up on any vibes?
So, first of all, whenever I read for someone, I ask permission. So
you have my permission.
You're giving.
I would be honored.
Well, let's see what I can get. So just be open about everybody living and deceased. And if more than one person share the same name or initial, if you could let me know that, that will help me. I'm going to say my prayer protection, if you don't mind.
Okay. Sure.
We ask the universal consciousness and God that holds the highest spiritual power of knowledge, wisdom, and truth to guide and protect us as we communicate with our guides and angels in the spirit world and tap into the wisdom of the universe. We respect this opportunity and take full responsibility to use this not for ego or controlling others, but with the pure intention of spreading love and healing life on this earth and beyond. Anything that is in, near, around, or about us that is not of light, go back to where you came from and turn to light if you choose, but stay away from us. So I see somebody that's a J or M initial. Do you have family that's a J or an M? Or did you have somebody deceased that's a J or an M?
I'm trying to think.
It could be a first name, middle name, or a last name.
Oh, yeah, last name M.
Is that your family name or your mom's maiden name? Or
my mom's maiden name.
Okay, because I feel like there's people like that around you. And is there an A or E initial?
My grandfather's middle name was with an A.
Is it spelled A-N or A-L or A-R?
A-L.
Is it like Albert or Alfred or Alan?
It's Aloysius.
Aloysius. I wouldn't have gotten that one. But I think your grandpa's spirit may be around. And did you have somebody that committed suicide around you?
Not that I know of.
Did you know of somebody that committed suicide or that... Or that OD'd, or that maybe didn't commit suicide, but that OD'd.
I have known people, maybe not super close to me or not recent or anything like that, but I have over the years.
Was there somebody with an S or C? Or do you not remember their names?
I'm just trying to think of the people that I know in that situation.
And also, do you know if there was somebody with an A or M? Do you remember anybody that was like that? Did you know Michael?
I can't.
Or Matthew or M? Or Mark? I don't know the name. I'm not sure what the name is.
I don't know. Do they have a message or something?
Was there a friend of a friend that passed? A friend of a friend that passed, that either you don't know this, do you? You're not sure.
I can't think of who that is.
Is there anyone around you that's not that's a Michael or Mark or Matthew?
That's living?
Yeah.
Michael, Mark, or Matthew. Who is that?
You don't know.
Not anyone super close.
Okay. Are you wanting to do something new with a career move or doing a new career situation?
I want new opportunities in my career.
I feel like there's going to be something coming up for you. Are you thinking of getting somebody to manage you or?
Yeah.
Okay, I think you're going to do something with a product or, I don't know, I'm hearing music, but I'm not saying you're going to do music, but something like, I don't know if it's makeup or creative or clothing or something like that. Have you thought about doing something like that?
I used to do drag. So I've kind of gone away from wearing a bunch of makeup and clothes. Are you telling me I need to go back to drag?
Have you thought about doing that?
Going back? No.
You don't want to?
No.
No, you don't have to. But there's something else that I see you doing that's like business or product where you sell a product.
Okay.
And because I think you're looking for ways to bring in another income.
Yeah, I could use some money.
Yeah, well, everybody probably can. And who else is a C? Like, is there anyone else besides our friend Chris?
No, that's the first person I thought.
Is there anyone else that's a Chris, Charles or Chris or CH.
Someone that's living, that's in my life.
I think. And I'll, that's okay. I'm not sure what I think there's going to be like a, you didn't have anyone deceased. That's like deceased. That's a C or an S.
C or an S.
No. Okay. You might remember these things after.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not. But I'm seeing you doing something with producing or production. And I think you want to do something behind the scenes with producing or production. I think you're going to end up doing something with technology, or are you on other platforms besides this? Are you on like TikTok or?
Reluctantly. I don't love it.
I think you should take more advantage of it.
Yeah, probably.
And bring the people to your podcast.
Yeah.
I think you should use it more to bring people to your podcast. But I think you're just in the beginning of doing your career. I think that there's many more doors that you're going to open up, but there's also something with technology you're going to do as well. So, but it's all good. I think there's really like, I think you've always thought of yourself as a star, and that you're going to manifest that.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, thank you. I so appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
Okay, we only have a couple more minutes left. But gosh, what else could I ask you? How do you turn it off?
I turn it off all the time. I only turn it on when I have to.
Okay.
Unless there's a spirit that is really strong and really is trying to get to somebody to let them know they're okay. And then,
yeah, I feel like the classic grocery store situation,
right,
where you're out in public and you have to give someone a message.
Right. And I feel responsible to try to help them. That's what I do. You know, that's the only time and then I ask permission, because you should never just read for people. You should never just attack people.
Yeah. How does that usually go? If you go up to someone, do they sometimes go, what? No.
Yeah. Some people don't want to know, but most people want to know.
Yeah, I bet.
Most people want to know what's going on. But, you know, it's your generation that's going to help bring this to the fore in a much bigger, better way. It's your generation that's going to bring the truth out into the world.
What do you mean?
Well, my generation kind of screwed up. I mean, the politics, look at global warming. And I feel like it's your generation that's going to try to save the planet, and that's not going to put up with all the bullshit and make it all about money. Mm. You know, the older generation was more about money. Not that you won't make money, but there's a responsibility with living with the truth. And all the stuff that's going on with, you know, the reason that the pandemic happened is so that we all would be more compassionate to one another. It's not really happening yet, but eventually it will. Eventually, I feel like your generation will help try to save the planet.
I hope so.
It's scary.
Well, Char, thank you for your time. I so appreciate it.
Of course, it's my honor. I'm so thrilled that you even wanted me on.
Are you kidding? Where are people going to get You Are Psychic?
It'll be in bookstores, but you can order it online at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and Target. And, you know, my wish is for everybody to learn to listen to their own intuition to prevent problems and attain goals in their lives and find more peace and happiness.
Well, you've given me peace and happiness today. Yeah. And you're very busy. You also have podcasts. You're on social media. I love the series that you did with RuPaul's Drag Race Drag Queens, which is on, I believe, YouTube. You can watch. You're busy, girl. All people have to do is Google Shar Margolis, and they will have endless amounts of content to consume. And I love it all. I think I feel like you're the real deal for sure. My psychic intuition is telling me you're the real deal.
Well, I accept that with a gracious heart. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Shar Margolis. I am so happy that I got to talk to her and have a reading with her. Also, she did not predict that I'm pregnant, unlike Kelly Ripa. And you know what? I'm not pregnant. So hey, there's that too. That was pretty good. Check out the video version of this episode and my Patreon and all kinds of stuff. If you go to the description of this episode, be sure to go buy Shar's book. I really enjoyed the read. I learned a bit, heard some great stories in it. Please tell your friends about the show. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.